Good afternoon and welcome to our podcast. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons, joined by my fellow speakers this afternoon, Peter Jennings, who is a marketing executive in the marketing team here at Sintons, Charlotte Johnston, who is a newly qualified solicitor in our real estate team, and Charlotte Gunn, who is a second year trainee solicitor also here at Sintons. Good afternoon to all of you.
Hello.
So the purpose of the podcast today is just literally a 5-10 minute podcast to talk about our 2020 trainee challenge and just to really try and raise awareness of this and also some funds as we're raising money for our firm charity of the next 2 years, The People's Kitchen, which is situated just behind Sinton's office in the centre of Newcastle. But it's not the first trainee challenge that our trainee group has done. Charlotte, tell us a little bit about our previous challenges.
So every year the trainee group come up with a new challenge. It tends to be something physical. So in the past we've had Coast to Coast, the Three Peaks, and also a 3-day cycling trip from Newcastle to Amsterdam. And most recently last year we walked St Cuthbert's Way in Northumberland, which was 32 miles, and we did that over 2 days.
So the trainee challenges have become really a bit of an institution, haven't they, in our calendar. Not only that they're great because the trainees get to spend a couple of days together, and that's great obviously from bonding and team building, but also from the point of view is it usually raises a lot of money for a really worthwhile charity that we're working with at any given time. Obviously the pandemic's interrupted the last couple of years' flow with the trainee challenges when we were locked down. So Charlotte, tell us a little bit about our 2022 trainee challenge, because this was actually originally scheduled for 2020, wasn't it? But unfortunately we went into lockdown before we were able to commit to it.
Yeah, so this year's challenge is taking place in September. We're doing the Paddle the Ban Challenge, which is a 2-day canoeing expedition from Lochney to Coleraine in Northern Ireland. So the trip not only involves a 2-day canoe, it also involves camping on the first and second night, sort of as we go along the route, which I'm sure some people will see as more of a challenge than the canoeing itself, especially me.
Okay, so how many of you are doing it this year?
So there are 11 of us doing it this year. I'm lucky enough to be still going on the trip, even though I've recently qualified. So it'll be me, and then I believe there are 4 apprentices, and the remaining will be the trainees.
Fantastic. It's been a long time coming, this one, hasn't we? And one that we thought we might get to do in last year in 2021. But unfortunately, due to the lasting effects of the pandemic, we weren't able to do that. And obviously, this includes travelling to Ireland and everything that goes with that. But you were both on the challenge we did last year, weren't you, when we did the St Cuthbert's Way. Tell us a little bit about how that was.
It was really good. It was certainly a challenge. It was much further in reality than I probably thought it was going to be. So we finished that challenge in 2 days, and we stayed overnight in Berwick, and it was just a really good experience. I think particularly when you start as a trainee, it's a great way to get to know other people, build up your relationship with the other trainees and apprentices. Because of the nature of some of these challenges, it's really important that we work together, communicate well, and obviously a lot of planning and organisation has to go into them. So I would say it's a really, really good experience for the trainees and apprentices to get involved with.
So we're doing this in September.
Yep.
The very start of September. Well, Pete, we're going to be doing a lot of fundraising activities, aren't we, along the way from now leading up to September to raise money for the trainee challenge, but also to raise money for the People's Kitchen, which is such a worthwhile charity and something that we're so passionate about supporting. So tell us a little bit about what we've got in the diary so far.
We've got quite a lot already set in the diary for this year, obviously back-to-back with face-to-face events, which is brilliant. So specifically for the Trainee Challenge, we're doing a fundraising quiz night on the 6th of July at Shearer's Bar. All the details can be found on our website. If you would like to enter a team, it should be a great night.
So we've still got some spaces, haven't we? And that's, teams of 6, and it's you and I that are actually comparing that.
Yes, we haven't brought the quiz yet, but it will be fantastic when we do get around to doing it. But
last one we did was in 2019, and the venue was so warm. I remember wearing the thickest denim shirt, which was the hottest thing, I think, in my entire wardrobe, and really wishing I was just sat there in a vest, basically, as the night went on. But that's been held at Shearer's Bar again, isn't it, in the upstairs?
Yeah, correct. It's only £10 per person if you want to sign up. You get food on the night and obviously the full entertainment. So there's a raffle as well. We do various challenges, heads and tails, during the night, and obviously raising vital funds towards the trainee challenge in the People's Kitchen.
And the raffle prizes are always excellent.
Yes,
we always work really hard on the raffle prizes, don't we?
Fantastic, yeah. One of the best ones we've got this year is an overnight stay at Close House. So if you don't know what Close House is, it is a golf club up in Northumberland, which is probably the most exclusive one kind of around. The accommodation's amazing, so get a lovely overnight stay there for two.
Excellent. What else have we got in the diary?
We've also got a golf day on the 1st of June up at Close House. So amazingly, that's already sold out. So we've got 18 teams on the day, all competing to win various prizes. We also have a raffle on the day as well, all again to help raise funds for the People's Kitchen. So it's another fantastic event in the calendar.
Fantastic. And we've got various other events, haven't we, that are in planning stage or just about to be pushed out. Some more things along the lines of quizzes and race nights and some more energetic type events along the way of football and netball tournaments. So a lot to look out for. So really, we just wanted to take just a couple of minutes of your time just to raise awareness of the 2022 Trainee Challenge. As I said, they have become an institution. They're an established part of life at Sintons. And as I said, they give our fantastic group of young lawyers the opportunity to challenge themselves, to build relationships with members of their own peer group, and of course raise vital funds for our firm charity, the People's Kitchen. If you wish to support the Trainee Challenge, please just pop onto our Just Giving page. If you just pop in Just Giving Sintons, you can find the page really easy, and obviously any money put forward would be greatly received. We'll be doing a lot of social media and press and countdowns towards the Trainee Challenge as we move towards September, so please do look out for that. And thank you very much for listening.